Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
But I'm no selling, I'm no selling, I'm no selling, I'm no selling. That's a chorus that I'm saying incorrectly and out of context from the homie Open Mike Eagle, who is a big wrestling fan. Song called I'm No Selling, which it's one of my favorite songs. He's a dope artist, very avant-garde. He done stuff with Cartoon Network. Incredibly talented, super funny, just a dope artist. And he's really into pro wrestling. That's a Cheerios you're hearing. Also, my homeboy Xavier Omar, R&B singer, super smooth dude. He's also, I remember we was touring together and he would be on like the bus just listening or watching Monday Night Raw. They was just into pro wrestling, man. I kind of checked out, I remember, after my sort of 10th birthday. Not 10th. I don't remember. One of my birthdays, we rented WrestleMania. As in, rented as in, like, pay-per-view, you know. And watched it with all my friends, you know. We had a sleepover. We watched WrestleMania. I don't know what number it was. But then after that, like, the storylines got so complicated. I was like, man, I can't keep up with this. But remember how everybody was always like, wrestling's fake, wrestling's real, wrestling's fake, wrestling's real, you know? And they're clearly also athletes. You know what I'm saying? Those are pretty athletic things they got to do. But of course it's scripted. That doesn't mean it's not real. It just means it's scripted. It's entertainment. But some would argue, so are all sports. You need storylines. You need narratives. You need heels, right? Which are bad guys. You know, your Kevin Durant's of the world. You feel me? Cam Newton's, right? I don't know. Tom Brady's. The guys that play both sides. They're good and bad guys. Depends on who you wear. You know, you gotta have that. You gotta have your Stone Colds, your Rocks. You feel me? You know, your Bret Harts. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have. You gotta have bad guys. You gotta have, you know, the good guys. You know, you're Michael Jordan's, who turns out, you know, strange dude. You're LeBron James. You feel me? You're Steph Curry's. Like, you gotta have storylines. You feel me? Where, you know, the Lakers won in the bubble. You know, you gotta have, listen, the gift of Dylan Brooks having all kind of things to say at the end of an interview, talking about, you know, LeBron, oh, like, these are storylines to follow. All the, like, late trades and stuff like that. It keeps us gossiping. So some could argue, you know, it's good for the league to make sure that your stars are playing. Hey, listen, you know, one of the lowest, I remember they were talking about the lowest watched ratings NBA finals was, like, San Antonio and Detroit. Like, nobody cared that they were in the finals. You're not Lakers, Bulls, Celtics, Miami. You're not one of these big city teams. Like, don't nobody want to watch Nobody cares. You need them in the finals. So, I mean, is the NBA scripted? I know, but I think it's curated. Doesn't mean it's not a sport. But at least in pro wrestling, it's mask off. But there's a code that says that, listen, you don't break character, man. You don't ruin the magic for everybody. You know, it's the unspoken. We all understand. Look, we know. You just don't be, you just, everyone knows, but we all bought in. We've all suspended reality and we're here for this. Give the people the show. Of course, you're professionals. Of course, this is hard. Of course, you have other lives. Of course, these are characters. We all know, but you don't like, don't ruin the fun. And that code is called kayfabe. Now, not to call grown adults children, but some children do actually think wrestling's real. Some of y'all think the news is real. Just don't break the fourth wall. You know, just, it is what it is. All right. We're all having fun here. You know, you don't ruin it for everybody. Now back to Mike Eagle's song. Selling is, you got to sell the hit. You know, if the storyline is, you know, I'm going to do a knee drop, back break, you know what I'm saying? Elbow drop, whatever, on this fool. You got to act like it hurt, you know? And sometimes it really did. You know, if you two dudes are supposed to be, you know, mortal enemies, sometimes it's true. Sometimes, like, if you listen to the homie Bridget's show about beef, sometimes these fools really do hate each other. Maybe not according to the storyline that we all know, but in real life, these fools act. So you should bring that into the ring so you can sell it. Like, you know, if I'm flinging you into the turnbuckle, you supposed to like, that's supposed to really look like it hurt. You feel me? I'm supposed to really look like I broke your back. You know what I'm saying? I did a pile driver out this mug. You got to sell it. And it's, you're not a good coworker. You're not a good teammate. If you don't sell, matter of fact, you probably won't get many more matches. So your job is your job is on the line. So Mike Eagle's song with his chorus about like is like I'm no selling is in the song. He's just talking about sort of men acting like something didn't hurt, you know, but it really did. But he's like, I'm not going to show y'all it hurt. Right. So it's a play on words for that about like, I didn't buy it. It really hurt me, but I'm not going to sell it. You know, I'm no selling. It's pretty clever. But in wrestling, you got to sell it. Okay. Feel me? These are your rules. Kayfabe. Break the code. We all know it's fake, but you're not supposed to act like it. Okay? You don't admit it. You don't break the third wall, bro. You or the fourth wall, man. You keep that shit to yourself, man. Like, don't ruin the fun. You messing up the money. You break the kayfabe, you mess up the money. You don't sell, you mess up the money. We can't have you around. Okay, how big of a star you are. We can't have you around. You break the kayfabe. Like, you break the code, can't have you around. You need to go on a WCW or something. Go to another league. Go start acting. I don't know. Just don't break the code. We all know, but shut up. Sometimes you get so big of a star, you be like, I do what the hell I want to do. You leave the network, no choice but to let you go. Kayfabe, can't break the code. We got to talk about Tucker Carlson leaving Fox Hood Politics. Okay, now listen, I know I went hard about like the news being entertainment and fake. Now, let me say what I mean by that before y'all start like, you know, hanging me. Journalism is a real thing. And of course, there are professional news outlets. And of course, there are times the way that Fox works, the way that CNN works, MSNBC. But these are the big box cable networks. Let's remember that you guys all know that they are for-profit institutions and you can pick and choose whatever you want to cover. So you have to have a business model because it still has to stay solvent, right? That does not mean that there are not responsible reporters and stories that people care to know about. It doesn't mean that like it lacks all journalism in the same way that like these wrestlers have to be in shape. Like they're not athletes. You know what I'm saying? So follow me there. But you have to think about their business model. Now you can, this is my opinion. Actually, I heard it on the show called The Gab Fest. And I think it really like, it really captures the way I feel about it too, is that the homie said that Fox kind of, their model, at least in their primetime programming, they kind of, they thrive in the absence of a story, right? In finding things that really don't really seem that serious, but could be an outrage, right? Where like that's like, you know, Winnie the Pooh has gone woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Winnie the, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, Disney is pro-gay. Like, okay. Nigga, this shit ain't news. You know what I'm saying? But it works for them. You feel me? I think CNN in some ways has to wait for big stories. They're waiting for big stories to be like, oh my God, did you see that? It's crazy, right? Like you're not breaking anything. We're just out here going, like CNN's like, damn, that's crazy. So these are two different models and they kind of don't work together. You feel me? And both of them thrive on like, did you see what them niggas is talking about? They tripping. I know they tripping. You know, so this is there. It's not so much that these are not current events. It's that they are current events that their listeners are interested in. Now.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
So look, as a recap of last week, we talked about Fox's settling for $787 million in the lawsuit against Dominion. But in that lawsuit, a lot of other things came to light around the actions and allocations and situations with their biggest star, Fox News' biggest star, Tucker Carlson. Now, when I say Fox News' biggest star, I'm no selling. I'm not giving that boy numbers wise. I'm not putting enough respect on that man's name. He the biggest name in news, period. Don't, like, y'all don't get it twisted. Look here. That man pulling in 3 million viewers a night, fam. That Monday night slot, you know, that weekly 8 p.m. slot. You know who used to have that was Bill O'Reilly, who was at one time biggest face in news. Let me tell you about these Fox News folks. Let me tell you about that Fox Corp. They Bill Kings. I like, you can't look. You can't take that from them. They Bill Kings. But I'm finna argue right now that the news is pro wrestling, y'all. And they done fired Hulk Hogan. They done fired The Rock, you feel me? They done fired Stone Cold, John Cena. They done fired on me. Anyway, Tucker Carlson. Like we said last week, I want to remind you of how big of a deal this is and how big of a name this man is. And especially for us who just see the clips of Tucker and you like, oh, nigga, this is replacement theory, you know, gateway. This is the marijuana of racism right here. Like, oh, nigga, whatever. Every clip we see is like, nigga, man, if you don't sit down somewhere, this is the dumbest shit I ever. Like, we think it's dumb, you know, but we smart enough to know that, like, even though we think it's dumb, we know that hundreds of thousands of, dare I say it, millions of people actually believe it. Not only do they believe it because he said it, right? Like, follow me here. Tucker talking about, you know, he got on camera because somebody wasn't around. He was able to get somebody asked for an expert. He just kind of jumped in and pretended like he was the expert and just kind of jumped in and did the job. That's how he got on camera. He used to be in a show called The Spin Room on CNN, no less, where he was like the right wing dude that sparred with all the left wing people. That show got canceled. So, you know, it was a bumpy little start. He used to have a little weekend show on Fox. And if you know anything about the weekend show, like the weekend, they don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? I think on a New York Times interview, they brought up this joke from The Simpsons. When Kent Brockman got mad one day on The Simpsons, Kent Brockman was the newscaster in the show, and he said, get the weekend guy to do it, right? And that's the joke, you know, is that like the weekend dude don't matter. Anyway, once Bill O'Reilly was gone, when Trump got elected, oh, Tucker turned up doing the white man grievancy situation, like the replacement theory stuff. What is the replacement theory? I don't know if y'all know what that is, but the replacement theory is this, is that growing diversity, immigration, people of color getting rights and coming into our country should scare the regular ass white man, because according to him, it's a play from the Democratic Party to pretend like they like us brown folk because they're just solidifying power. And to solidify power with them is to take away power from, to replace you with these colored folks. So you got to stop immigration because they trying to replace your power. They're going to replace you. They're going to take all your jobs. They're going to take all your this, right? So he playing upon their fears, upon their grievances, that this growing changing of demographics is a threat to your safety, your life, your money, your job, your everything. Therefore, they are the problem. And who's bringing them is the left. Now, you know, you play up on all that. Them people was already scared this was going on anyway. And it's not that that idea is new. I mean, the full-throated Nazi movement, the full-throated, you know, right-wing movement, they already believe that. The white supremacist movement. They already believe that. It's just we ain't never had no dude on the news actually, like, really get at some oxygen. That's why I was like, oh, big homie, the marijuana version. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not one to... I'm saying that being funny because I don't necessarily believe marijuana is a gateway drug. You can smoke weed for your whole life without moving into heavier stuff. I'm just saying that because that's what they used to call it. Anyway, that's what he did. Because, again, this is all recap. Tucker He just know how to talk to these people. He could sell it. He ain't never break character either. He had his own like Tucker Originals where he was talking about the biggest, you know, health crisis was the loss of masculinity, that low testosterone. Then he did that one little weird video where the dude was showing the light beam on his balls. Y'all remember that? Like, that man a weirdo, y'all. But it was working, boy. That man became the biggest voice, the biggest face in news, period. Because he knew how to rally these folks. So, and if you a politician, shit, you ain't stupid. Especially if you a right wing politician. If you a conservative politician, you don't be dumb. He got everybody's ear. He know how to talk to the people better than them politicians know how to talk to the people. And not only that, he's so smooth. He made the politicians understand that y'all gonna do what the hell I want you to do. Now, how you pull that off? Because he had the ear of the folks. Here's some examples. We talked about it last week. You know, he had Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas on his show and suggested, not so like lightly, hey, homie, why you ain't got the National Guard down there at the border stopping all these immigrants replacing us? Guess what? A couple weeks later, guess what was at the border? Y'all remember Governor DeSanto sending that bus of immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard? Guess who idea that was? That was Tuck's idea. If you Kevin McCarthy, you really know what's going on with that man. Kevin McCarthy, he wasn't going to be the speaker. You know why? Because Tuck was making fun of him. He was like, listen, that man too tied up to the Republican elite, man. We can't trust homeboy. You remember all them votes that old Kevin McCarthy had to do? You know who he had to play nice with was not just his other colleagues. He had to play nice with old Tucker boy. Because you know how I know? That man sent Tucker Carlson raw footage from January 6th. Fam. Why? There's no reason you needed to do that. You don't send that to no, like, why would you send that to the media? No, you ain't sending it to the media. You sending it to Tucker Carlson. That man became Suge Knight and Tupac wrapped in one. You feel me? Y'all need us. You need me. That's look. And don't nothing ever stick on Tucker. That was the thing. Don't nothing stick. He got the ear of the people. He know how to talk to the people. That's what happened. The man know how to talk to the people. People believe him. He get governors to do what he want them to do. He got the whole, how you pump the Speaker of the House to send you footage. And he edited it out and told the people what they wanted it to hear. He was like, look, man, you only going to show these convenient clips of people just meandering around a building that they, look, broke into. He's like, wow, dog, they're telling you it was this violent. Wasn't no violent. Look, man, these people walking around. And I'm telling you the truth. I ain't telling you the truth. Dog. Tucker know what he doing. And look, Fox News was cool with it. You know why? Because even advertisers were pulling out. Like, their advertisers wasn't like, you know, they wasn't really messing with him because he'd be just be saying wild stuff. And they was like, look, dude, this show has too many viewers. It don't matter to us. Like, the man can do what he want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tolerate a lot because the boy's an earner. The boy got, like, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, I don't think... what I'm trying to tell you is that's the man was on top. Like on top. And everything was cool until kayfabe. And what caused the kayfabe? What revealed it? And when you break kayfabe, I'm telling you, you mess with the money. What we talked about last week broke the kayfabe, and it's the Dominion voter machines trial. Oh, man. You broke the code. Talk about it next, right after this.
The
ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, yeah, we back. Now, I spent half of this show trying to get y'all to put some respect on Tucker's name. Most of the media headlines, at least I'm in the past right now for y'all. You hearing this in the future, my future. And I'm pretty sure there's probably more things that have come out or we've moved on. I don't know. I can't really tell the future. But we spend our time kind of like, you know, and the news cycle kind of like putting respect on Tucker Carlson's name and speculating on what happened and what he's going to do next. By now, y'all probably, he may have revealed his cards. I don't know yet because this is only May 1st. I think it's important to fall back and like, y'all got to remember who y'all dealing with. Like, we still talking about Fox News. Like, okay, Rupert and the Murdochs, like, look, y'all watch Succession. I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows. Y'all, like, duh, it's based on the Murdochs. Like, they ain't no punks either. Like, we gotta fall back and, like, okay, as much as that, as Fox News is like, okay, listen, as problematic, to say it the most scrubbed, clean way possible, as problematic as that station is, nigga, they move nations. Fox Corporation moves nations. Like, let's make sure we put our proper respect on it. Look, the question is, did Tucker make the Fox or did Fox make the Tucker? Here's one argument, just like we talk about with WWF, with WWE, whatever you want to call it, WCW, you know, Jim McMahon he's a joke. Let's he funny. You know what I'm saying? And the stars are the wrestlers, you know, the Hulk Hogan's, the Rocks, you know what I'm saying? Like, people go on, and Stone Cold's, they go on and have amazing careers. And, oh boy, I can't even think of man's name, but the dude that's part of the Guardians of the Galaxy, he funny. That dude got like real serious talent. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to tweet me and tell me his name, and I could stop and Google it, but that's not the point of it. The point is, fools go on and have amazing careers. However, nobody been able to shut down Jim McMahon, the World Wrestling Federation, what I used to remember it as. Pro wrestling still exists. It was fine after The Rock. After Hulk Hogan left, came Hollywood Hogan, they were fine. There's not one wrestler that was able to leave WWE and it shut down the whole system. it's fine. So let's remember that. Let's remember that when we talk about Fox News. Because remember, Tucker replaced somebody. Y'all forgetting. Y'all remember Megyn Kelly? Y'all remember her? Glenn Beck? Y'all remember the no spin zone? Bill O'Reilly. Man, they built their whole. He was the no spin zone. Bill O'Reilly was they dude. He gone. And you know what? They bounced back fine. They're going to be all right. They like, so let's remember that Fox will be fine. So before we go into like what maybe got Tucker up out and what he might do, you know, as far as the specifics, let's remember the machine will go on. Near, far, wherever you are, they heart will go on. Now, having said that, let's remember that he was their biggest star. So let's go back to that. Never forget that. Now, he clearly wasn't fired for the stuff he said on air, per se. They was with all that stoking the violence, the replacement theory type stuff. You know what I'm saying? I explained it earlier, but like to give you further explanation of why his is so sinister is like, yo, his is like the lightweight version. The darkest version of that is it's not a ploy of the Democrats. It's a ploy of the Jews, right? Trying to replace white people, right? That's why you remember the Tiki Torch fools, the Jews will not replace us, them fools. Yes, this idea that like they just trying to get in power. Now, y'all should do your homework on a guy named Franz Ferdinand, not the band, Franz Ferdinand, right? Not Archbishop, right? But Franz Ferdinand was a black psychologist. He had this theory around, which really actually like shapes the way that I approached a lot of my my justice work. The theory that he talked about is like, there's two ways to think about dismantling systems of power. It's the idea that like, the table is unfair, we are being oppressed, so I need to get to the table and be in power. Because if I was running it, it would be different. I would do things better. So it's not so much dismantle slavery, it's let me into the big house. And I'll do things right. And hopefully you're like, well, I'll free you guys and, you know, do whatever you want to do. So if you think about it in a way like, okay, if I were to take Kanye as an example now, not the Kanye that y'all are familiar with now, but the Kanye that was like, I'm not really appreciating this Adidas thing. Like, why don't you just let me run the shoe? Like, why do I have to be a sponsor? Like, let me be in charge of it. I know what I'm talking about, right? So he was like, nah, let me be in charge. If you let me be in charge, I'll run this the way it's supposed to be, right? So that's one way to look at, you know, justice work. The other way to looking at justice work is saying the whole system's flawed. I don't need to be at the table. I need to dismantle the table. I don't need to run the big house. I need to destroy the big house. We need to come up with something else. I don't want to be in charge of a flawed system. I want to destroy a system that's flawed, right? That's what he's saying. So when you think of replacement theory in the way that the white supremacists think of it, and the way that he's presenting, way that Tucker is presenting it on air, is this idea that if we become the minority, then they're going to treat us the way we treated them. You following me? Which would mean that you're fully aware that you are actively oppressing communities of color. Because if you weren't aware of that, if you didn't know that's what happened, then what would you be so afraid of for demographics to change? Like, who cares if you're the minority? It's fine. What do the numbers matter? They matter because you understand how minorities are treated. And since you are the majority, you know what it's like. So you're assuming we're going to do to you what you did to us, which would mean that you know what you did to us. Anyway, Fox don't really care about that type of stuff. It's the off mic stuff. It's the off mic stuff that leaked into the on mic stuff. You have broken kayfabe. Now, the first way he broke kayfabe was the, like I said a bunch of times, the revealing of the Dominion case, which was clearly in his text messages and emails. And again, can't stress this enough. Can't let the group text get out. is that the man absolutely despises Donald Trump. Just can't stand this fool. Just thinks him, his team, everybody thinks y'all idiots. Now, I would imagine that he probably think everybody around him dumb. I can't imagine him actually respecting anybody. That's just who he is, right? Secondly, it reveals that he don't believe half of the shit he tell everybody else to believe. He don't believe thing about the machines. He don't believe nothing about the election being stolen. He don't believe none of that. That man in here for the dough, which means he capping, which means he's a character, which means this isn't news. This is entertainment. And you have told everybody that. You broke kayfabe. We all know, but you ain't supposed to say it. You feel me? This boy also cracking jokes about what he called postmenopausal fans, just next level douchebag. But the craziest text that caught out, this mug reported by the New York Times, this is January 7th, 2021. You hear me? January 7th, right? Now, remember, all this stuff that I'm about to read to you, since it's evidence, he would have to testify for this in court. In this Dominion trial, which means, oh, cuz, if you can't let this man get on trial, you can't let this man take the stand once this thing happened, because he they star. This man said this, I'm gonna read it to you. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching a video of people fighting in the streets in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living shit out of him. It was 3-1. At least, you see, you hear my, that's my Tucker impression. At least jumping a guy, like, that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet, suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against him, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted to see them hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then, somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere, somebody probably loves this kid and would probably be crushed if he's killed. If I don't care about these things, if I reduce them to their politics, how am I any better than he is? Unquote. Now, this is one of them, what is that, Rorschach? Is that the name of the little pictures you got to look, them ink blots? This is one of them ink blot situations right now, because it's like you could see what you want to see, what you don't want to see, but what it shows is this nigga is complicated, because just this light throwaway sentence like, that's not how white men fight. Man, what? Like, what? What the hell are you talking about? There's that deep sense of white supremacy that white men are honorable. We go toe to toe. There's the part that's like, I hate this Antifa kid. I wanted him to die. Okay. On the other hand, he feels like he catches himself. And who among us, using Tucker as the exact example, do not feel a sense of pride in the fact that this man just lost his job? What makes us no different than he is, right? The man was like, well, I mean, surely this kid's a human. So, damn. Why I shouldn't wish this man death. Now check this out. If you Fox News, you twisted in the game because he done broke so many things. A, you done openly said what we already knew, which is you're clearly a white supremacist. B, your brain been broken by the news cycle because you actually hate this kid and want to see him hurt. And C, you know that that's a problem. It's almost like you admitting what Fox News is doing is wrong and it's breaking you. I don't know how you could be even broke more than being white supremacist, but the point is you can't let that get on trial. You can't let that go to the stand. And once they saw that, now listen, this is my guess. Once they saw that, they was like, oh no, this juice ain't worth the squeeze. Second thing they saying is that he might have dissed one of the executives. And sometimes a star can start believing they can shine outside of space. What do I mean by that? What I'm saying is, like, you know, when you get a good diamond, how do you see diamonds when they finish show you diamonds? You got to put them on the back of a black, like, velvet thing to reveal its brilliance. Is a diamond still a diamond if it's not on that little black case? Of course it is. But do it shine the way it do? Does a star shine in the sky during the day? Well, of course it is. Of course it's still shining. It's a star. They don't go away. It's just the sun's up. We see stars when it's among the black backdrop of space. So sometimes these quiet brothers in the background, the black backdrop of space that is the executive side, the corporate side, sometimes needs to remind they stars. They all show you the one on the camera. Nigga, you don't shine unless we here. Sometimes they don't like that. Now, I don't know if that's what it is. Third thing that happened is the man is an absolute douchebag. They under lawsuit already. Girls was like, listen, you work for him and you being rated by how fuckable you are. They play games like fuck Nancy Pelosi or this person. Like, just absolute douchebag. It was just so clear, even in interviews and for everybody that worked with him, that was like, my G, you like... Like, to say you don't respect women is an understatement. Like, it's just, he's just an absolute douchebag. Just in all, that's basically what the article, so now at the end of all that, what does all that douchebaggery equal to? $787 million. Of course, not directly that, but, you know, follow me here. Not blaming the Dominion case on him. I'm just saying he definitely was part of the cost. But the thing is, if everybody guilty, because they was all on the thread, they was all talking trash, why him? It's got to be this plus other stuff. Follow me? I'm saying what probably happened is yo, Fox execs added all the money up. They was like, okay, when you cost more than what you generate, there's no reason to keep you. We was making a gang off of cable news fees because, you know, the cable networks have to pay the station to be able to show their show, to be able to have a channel. So even if Tucker was losing advertisers, they making a killing off these fees. My thing, if you cost more than you make, ain't no reason to keep you. And listen, like I said about Fox News, we'll find somebody else. Now, the next question is, where's Tucker going to go? Now, us who've been online forever, we thinking these internet stars. You thinking the Steven Crowders, the Charlie Kirks. You got to remember, they internet stars. That's not how Fox move. Fox don't really care about the internet. They fine. Now, maybe they need to start caring about the internet, but they don't really care about the internet. So you would say, does Tucker try to do the Glenn Beck of it and go to Blaze TV? But when the last time you heard Glenn Beck's name? Exactly. If you go the internet route, you preach it to the converted. Because they can opt into that. You lose a lot of power. You go the internet route. Well, not lose per se, but your power shifts. It's a different thing. Because if you go the internet route, you're not piped into every house all the time. I'm one channel away from Tucker Carlson. Or I was. But I can't remember the last time I heard Glenn Beck's voice. I don't know the last time I heard, what's this, Bill O'Reilly. I ain't heard that man's voice in I don't know how long. I can't even point Charlie Kirk's voice out because I don't listen to him. You know what I'm saying? I could opt out. If you go the internet route, you could opt out. What Tucker has enjoyed is the fact that, like, I'm piped into your house whether you want me to be here or not. That's part of his power. Do you go to another station? You think Newsmax can't afford that nigga? Do he do his own production company? Maybe. The question we all got to ask and he all got to ask is, like, once you break kayfabe, can you come back from it? And what he said, he finally made a statement, was, I was just out here speaking truth. He said it in a weird Tucker Carlson way, but he was like, they can't handle the truth. Ain't got nothing to do with me breaking no kayfabe. It's that I am what I am. And they, you know, they still a corporation. They still just about the money. They not trying to see the world change. I'm trying to see the world change. Maybe. And he got fans. Said that their ratings dropped. That was the report, that Fox News ratings dropped. But all I'm saying is this. If you don't understand why they would let go of their star, let me tell you why. Because you can't break kayfabe. You're supposed to be a certain way. You can't tell everybody this entertainment. But I think my favorite part of this whole thing is that him and Don Lemon got the same lawyer. If y'all don't see the humor in that, then I guess we just don't have the same sense of humor. Either way, listen, Tucker stopped selling. And when you stop selling, you stop selling. Hood politics, y'all. I don't know why I ain't thought of this before, but you know, you could use promo code HOOD for 15% off on TerraformColdBrew.com. Like, I forgot I own that company and this is my pod. Y'all go ahead and punch your promo code HOOD if you in the cold brew. Get you some cold brew. Go and get you some coffee. Y'all, you know, like, I can't believe I ain't think of this till right now.
Yo, this thing right here was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This thing was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by the one and only Matt Osowski. Y'all, check out this fool's music. I mean, it's incredible. Executive produced by Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. Man, and thank you for everybody who continue to tap in with us. Make sure you leave them reviews and 5-star ratings and sharing it with the homies so we could get this thing pushed up in the algorithm. And listen, I just want to remind you, these people is not smarter than you. If you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see you next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.